I know that Tarika has had a great year too, so I have to look at the numbers and see.
You could twist them.
If yeah, you can. Case, you know, can.
Depending on what you want to emphasize. Then,
you know, I give it some.
Steve, has this team reached its potential?
No, I mean, I don't think you can ever say that. I think we can always improve on something, but we've done a great job of playing at a high level for our roster, and we have great chemistry, and we've won a lot of games this year that people didn't give us a chance to win. So as far as fulfilling our potential, I think we're doing a really good job, but we should never feel like we've reached our potential.
52, at least maybe 54 wins for the season, is that more than you thought?
I was hoping for 50, so, right around where I thought we'd be, and we probably, if we win one or two more, probably exceed where I thought we'd be. So it's been a good season, but we've got everything to play for is all it's meant. It's meant that's given us a chance to play at home tomorrow night for home court.
Even back in August, when you look at the schedule coming out, did you go, I bet those Denver Utah games at the end are going to matter a lot?
You know, I never really look at the last week that early, so I never really thought about it. But you know, we always play Western Conference teams at the end of the season, so you know it's going to always be meaningful late.
Probably never had something where you're playing two teams you're tied with.
No, this is amazing. And for all eight Western Conference playoff teams to have a chance at 50 wins, it's incredible. It's a phenomenal season in the West.
I always talk about the season sometimes gets too long, but now 80 games and basically two games to decide everything.
Yeah, I mean, this is great. I mean, you can't really ask for a better opportunity. You know, at the start of the year, if someone told us that we'd have a chance to play our last two games for one of the spots that we're playing for, we would have all taken it, and it should be fun.
Do you still feel like you're a hot team?
No, I don't. I try not to think of us as hot or cold. I think of us as a team that's got to go out tomorrow night and be solid, play hard, and concentrate and focus, and play together, and see what happens. I think it can be misleading if you start to feel that we're hot or we're cold, because either one, I think, can detract from your performance in the present.
Is it amazing? I forget the exact record, 26 or whatever since the break, that you do that and you're still in fifth technically today?
I think it's what we expected. You know, the only way you can really move spots in the West is if you lose. You know, so we've known that. That's been the deal. We knew that since the All-Star break. So, we've won all these games and we've probably moved a couple spots. I don't know how much has we moved up since the All-Star break, like one or two spots. So, you know, and we're only one or two games from that spot. So, I mean, we kind of knew the deal. We knew that the only way to move in the standings for the most part is to lose. So we have to win games, and we've done a good job of that. So got a couple more here before the playoffs, and we just got to let it all hang out.
You'd rather be you going into the playoffs with these important games versus in L.A. or Cleveland where they're kind of...
I mean, there's positives to both, but I'm excited to play the last two games. So, you know, I'm happy to do it and looking forward to it. And, you know, if we were five games up, then maybe we'd be looking forward to some rest. But when you got a lot to play for, it's fun.
Have you guys kept a good rhythm with the way Jeremy starts and the bench after that? Has it felt normal the past 7-8
years? Yeah, I think we're accustomed to it now. So,
Jeremy said for a while it was taking him a while to get used to where you wanted your screen and what you were going to do off of it.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a period of time where you're uncomfortable with one another, but I think it's good now.
He does have a solid screen.
He's a great screener, and he's just a great guy to play with because he's smart, he plays hard, he plays within himself, and he's a great teammate. So, I don't think people would have thought he'd be starting on our team at this point in the season with everything to play for, but, you know, we love him, and we're happy to have him out there.
Nobody probably thought he'd get wing steals for breakaway layups either.
Yeah, exactly. Highlight reel.
Thanks.
Okay, guys.